Hello, welcome. You'll have to excuse my late beginning. It's partially my fault. It's usually mostly not my fault, but now it's a little on me. I did unfortunately forget my radio script, but rest assured, it's safe in my hands now, and we'll be getting places, because that's our theme for this morning. It's very early Friday morning. We're going to be getting places with DJ Roomba, who's me. I just want to remind you that you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is me, your host, DJ Roomba, bringing to you, to your ears, the alternate universe. And tonight's theme, this morning's theme, will be getting places, various places. The connecting theme tonight's songs will be that they're all about places. And to start off with that, we'll be doing just another track from Beck. I do play quite a bit of Beck, but for good reason. He's very talented. And that first Beck track will be Hollywood Freaks off the 1999 album Midnight Vultures, which, again, I play a lot. We'll go to a fun Neil fact here. When I think I was 3 years old, and Windows XP had a Beck song preloaded onto it, and I would just listen to that song over and over, and that's when my parents knew I was going to be a hipster. Fun fact. Anyway, this is a really great track. It's one of my favorite Beck tracks, and it's a parody of the excesses of rap music. And what did I write here? It's an atonal beat. It looks like Atomic Bomb. My handwriting was a little sloppy today. But anyway, enough of me talking. Let's get to Beck with his track, Hollywood Freaks.
Wait, say what? Tweak my nipple, champagne and ripple, shamans go cripples,
sales go triple.
We drop lobotomy beats, evaporated meats in high-tech streets. We go solo, dance floors and talk shows, hot dogs, no-dos, hot sex and back rows.
I wanna know what makes you scream. Be a $20 million fantasy. Treat you real good. Expensive jeans. Hollywood freaks from the Hollywood scene.
Guys are real good if you want a piece.
Hear my nose.
Funny people love. Make the moody automatic bazooty. Zero to tutti fruity. Sex in the halls. Niagara Falls. Local shopping malls receive anonymous calls. Hot like a cheetah. Neon mamacita. Eat a taqueria. Pop locking beats from Korea. Looking like jailbait. Sound like a real estate. Looking like a hot date. Banging like an 808.
West,
say what?
Be a $20 million fantasy. Keep my nose. Chips are real good. Expensive jeans. Hollywood freaks from the Hollywood scene.
Guys are real good if you want a piece.
Keep my nose.
Funny people know I'm that type.
Do you wanna feel this? Do you
wanna feel this? Norman Schwarzkopf, something tells me you wanna go home. Champagne bottles, custom clothes you own. Calling up from special area codes. Hollywood nuns with the Hollywood phones.
I got nothing to do, nowhere to go. I'll tell you what you want if you want to know.
Satin sheets, tropical oils. Turn up the heat till the swimming pool boils. The alpha neighbors, read it in my papers. Making all those gentlemen cry. Realistic tears.
Do you like that?
Yeah, one more time.
I wanna know what makes you scream. Be a $20 million fantasy. Treat you real good. Expensive jeans. Hollywood freaks from the Hollywood scene.
Guys are real good if you want a piece. Funny people know I'm that type of freak.
Driving my Mercedes, probably have my baby. Shopping
on all the talk shows. Hot dogs, no-dos, hot sex in back rows. You know, Hyundai's tricked out on Christmas in July. 6.2%. Yeah, you fill in the blank. Tutti Frutti. Automatic Bazooty. Yeah, I'll make some business with leather.
And there, Hollywood Freaks from Beck. You'll have to excuse my voice. I do have a cough drop in right now. We still have guest DJ Dino Virus with us. Thank you for joining us. Currently on antibiotics. Isn't that just a delight? And I've lost about 70% of my hearing, which for a radio DJ is really... it's a delight, honestly. I am loving life, especially when my ears aren't working. Anyway, I wrote down for this track, should I diversify my playlists? And then I wrote no, because I play a lot of Beck, and I play a lot of the same artists. Something I realized, but frankly, I don't care. But in future weeks, we will be having more diversified playlists. We've had these themes going on, and I want to make sure that that I really stick to the theme and bring you a great playlist. Anyway, we've got a little California tour going on here. There we had Hollywood Freaks. And next up, we're going to have L.A. That's the song L.A. It's a song about Los Angeles from Elliott Smith off his 2000 album Figure 8. And hope you enjoy it.
Last night I was about to throw it all away.
LA. That was a little loud. My apologies. From Elliott Smith, Figure Eight album, 2000. Usually I can't play Elliott Smith because he makes me very sad. He's got a very... I read somewhere, I think it was Pitchfork, that described his voice as being thin as a spider web. And I think that's a pretty accurate description. And all of his music is very sad. This isn't especially sad, but a lot of his music is very sad. He's got such uplifting song titles as Everything Means Nothing to Me. He's got a song called Son of Sam, about the Son of Sam killer. Yonkers reppin'. And he's got, I don't know, other sad songs about, you know, seeing your lover with other people. Anyway, next up, continue our California tour with a track from Foxygen. I wrote it down, very long album title. It's from the album We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic. It's a 2013 album, and it's the track San Francisco. Hope you enjoy it. San Francisco, from Foxygen. That's good. This is my fun San Francisco Foxygen story. Well, first off, I've got a very, very iconic San Francisco 49ers jacket that I wear. It was a great deal. It cost me $13.50, and I like it a lot. It's a rain jacket. Very good. Glad I got that out of the way. And people ask me from San Francisco, to which I can say, absolutely not. I'm not from San Francisco at all. And my other fun story about this song is that during orientation, there was ice cream and merriment out in front of Watson Hall, where I may or may not live. And they had some music set up, and then somebody was playing this song exactly. And at the time, this song had been in my current playlist. I was listening to it most days. And I got very excited. And I said, hey, turn up that Foxygen. And the person misheard me and stopped playing Foxygen. Truly, just another part of my tragic life. Kidding. My life is incredible. Moving on to U2. We got the band, Irish band U2, with a track from their 1988 album, Rattle and Hum, and the track Angel of Harlem. And even though the subject of the song isn't technically Harlem, but I think the song is it set in Harlem? I haven't really looked into the lyrics that much. Hopefully there's no swearing. I would hope that Bono wouldn't. But anyway, enough of me. Let's get to U2 and Bono with Angel of Harlem.
The ground and champagne, snow is melting on the ground, near as
There we had U2's Angel of Harlem. It's a great song. I've got some Harlem stories for you. I was so fortunate as to do some volunteer work in Harlem this past spring. And as part of that, you know, you really get to experience Harlem for what it is. And there's one time, I'm a big fan of a certain donut and coffee chain. I won't say which one it is because I'm not allowed to do commercials, because I would praise them with all my might, but I won't. Anyway, I went to this establishment, and I went up, I got my card ready, because it's a card specific to that chain, because, again, so dedicated. Anyway, so I go, and I'm about to hand over the card, and a very large person comes up right next to me and starts asking me for money, and it was very frightening, and I told him to go away, and I got my iced coffee, and I left very, 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 very quickly, and then I got on the wrong train because I was nervous. Fun story. Welcome to Neil. Anyway, enough about that. I'm getting the chills just thinking about it. That's another fun Harlem story. Now, I used to live in the suburbs of New York City. I guess I still do, technically. And when I was going to my high school prom, really making myself sound young now, I had to leave my house in my tux and take the train to my prom because I'm not made of money. And so I waited for an Uber on 125th Street, which is, you know, real Harlem. I think its honorary name is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. So really the heart of Harlem. And I was standing there in a tux. Certainly, I felt out of place. It was an interesting experience, to say the least. And I had to wait 20 minutes for the Uber. That was not a fun experience. Anyway, I've really been talking a lot. I should probably let the music do the talking. But anyway, next up we've got Vampire Weekend from a New Yorker, Ezra Koenig, I don't know how to pronounce it, but enough. We've got Ezra coming up with his track, Cape Cod, well, not his track, Vampire Weekend's track, Cape Cod, Kwasa Kwasa, off the Vampire Weekend self-titled album, Vampire Weekend, a 2008 album. Anyway, enough with me, hope you enjoy it. Bye-bye-bye now.
As a young girl, Louis Vuitton, with your mother on a sandy lawn. As a sophomore, with reggaeton. Unnatural, Peter Gabriel.
Vampire Weekend with their track Cape Cod, Kwasa Kwasa. Hope that's how you pronounce it. Ezra, speaking about this track, he said it almost sounds Irish. So, now, when I first read that, I vehemently disagreed. And then when I gave the track another listen, I kind of felt, you know, maybe with a little bit more fiddle, you'll have to excuse me, there's some ruckus going on outside. Yeah, but with a little bit more fiddle and some more, I don't know, some more Irishness, it really could be an Irish track with that same metal melody. You're really doing a great job with it, aren't you? Wow, I do not know what that is. Oh, delightful. You'll have to know that we have a pipe in this DJ studio that is providing us with heat and loud noises. Excellent. Well, I think we'll take this time, because we don't know what this pipe business is up to do a little PSA, because I am federally required to do so. And even though I don't usually do this, and there might be... it's all right. I'll do one in an Irish accent, because I haven't done an Irish accent in a while, and I might just sound like the Lucky Charms person rather than the authentic Irish person I usually sound like. Anyway, some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students are in finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic that we simply can't afford to ignore. You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council. Oh, man. Enough. That was not very good. My mother would be very disappointed. But we'll go back to the music now. We'll go to Sufjan Stevens, the King of Indie, with his track Jacksonville from the 2005 album, which I've played a lot of before, the album Illinois. Yes. There we had Jacksonville from Sufjan Stevens. And first, I've got a lot to say about this track. I'll try to condense it. First, I want to recommend that you listen to the live version. I'm usually not a person who would recommend that you listen to live versions because I feel like they don't often live up to the same quality as recorded versions. I think it's an unpopular opinion, but I don't know. That's just my opinion, and I get to share it on the radio. Well, in this live version, there's kind of like a really, really rich beat behind the song that isn't present in the recorded version that you just heard, as well as everybody's wearing wings, like butterfly wings, and I think it really adds a great element to the song. I think it makes for very enjoyable watching. And now we'll get into the meaning. This is such, well, first, everything about this song is very, very good. Sufjan Stevens, as I've said many, many times, incredibly talented. And he really did quite a bit of research for this album, and he just talks about this small town, Jacksonville, in Illinois. I think it's a small town, because I've only heard of other Jacksonvilles. Let's see how big Jacksonville is. Population of 20,000, and in this song, he mentions the local park, the Dewey Day Parade that they have there. He's just so very talented. And in the last verse, he says, Andrew Jackson, all I'm asking, show us the wheel and give us the wine, which is a historical reference to Andrew Jackson's crazy White House parties, which he loved to throw. And he was quite infamous for having absolutely massive cheese wheels at these parties. And it's been said that the cheese stunk up the White House for years to come because these cheese wheels were just so massive. So he says, show us the wheel, Sufjan says, and he wants to be shown the wheel of cheese. Enough of that. Back to the music. Let's go to The Girl from Ipanema, a song from Frank Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim. excuse my Portuguese, off their album, which is just their names. It doesn't make any sense. It's a 1967 album, and I hope you enjoy it.
And when she passes, each one she passes goes ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when she passes, each one she passes goes to the sea. She looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes I smile, but she doesn't see. Doesn't see.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, bela menina que vem, que passa num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado parece um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar.
I watch her so sadly.
Ah, porque tudo é tão triste.
Yes, I would give my heart gladly. But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall, tan, young, lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes I smile, but she doesn't see.
Por causa do amor,
she just doesn't see.
Nem olha pra mim,
she never sees me.
Por causa do amor, ding, 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 ding.
Frank Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim with the girl from Ipanema. Ipanema being a, what did it say? An affluent area in Rio de Janeiro. It's right on the water, very beautiful, and lots of money there apparently. And this song is one of the world's most covered songs, I learned, written by Antonio Carlos Jobim. I don't know why I keep saying his middle name, but yeah, that's song he wrote, and a lot of people covered it because it's a very good song. Speaking a little bit too quickly for the radio, noticing that now. Okay. Next up, we're going to continue our trip through South America with a track called Machu Picchu from The Strokes. It's a fairly popular Strokes song. We just had a couple. I've been fairly good to you with these fairly not deep cuts, and I'll give you another Shallow cut with The Strokes with their track Machu Picchu off the 2011 album Angles.
Putting your patience to the test, putting your body
Machu Picchu from The Strokes. I found very little about this song online, surprisingly. I know it was featured in FIFA 12, the video game. It's the first time I heard this song. And for those of you who don't know, Machu Picchu is a 15th century Inca citadel, according to Wikipedia. Fun fact that you should probably know. I feel bad. I should probably be doing more PSAs. I'm doing okay. When burning outdoors, remember, if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave. Before building a fire or burning yard waste, contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Always be sure to burn responsibly because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and Smokey Bear. To learn more, visit SmokeyBear.com. Only you can prevent wildfires. True that, Smokey Bear. Next up, we've got our weekly track from Blur. Kidding, it's not a weekly track. I just happen to like Blur very much. Park Life is an excellent album. And as such, we'll be playing a track from Park Life. We'll be doing the track London Loves, a 1994 album, Park Life.
Just don't stand a chance.
London Loves from Blur. You'll notice that we've moved into Europe. We've got a couple tracks about European places. And there we had something about London. And again, the cost of bringing you deep cuts is that I found absolutely nothing about the song online. I was very, very frustrated in my searches. I kind of felt like this was about nosiness. You know, he says, like, London loves the mystery of a speeding car or a speeding heart. People just being nosy about other people's business. It's a problem. We should fix it. Yeah. There we go. That's, I got through all my talking points, which is probably welcome news for listeners who want to get back to the music. And I can bring you that wish with a super deep cut. It's not really a deep cut, but you probably haven't heard of it. It's a track called We're From Barcelona from the band I'm From Barcelona, which is from Sweden, somewhere in Sweden. No, the band is from somewhere in Sweden. I want to make sure that's clear. And it's off their 2006 album, Don't Give Up On Your Dreams, Buddy, which is actually what the album is called. But anyway, enough about the track. Let's listen to it. There we had We're From Barcelona from the band I'm From Barcelona, which is, I looked it up, they're from Jönköping, Sweden, which is, a fun fact, also the home of the Cardigans. For now, for you dedicated listeners, on my hashtag feminism episode, I did play a song from, I already forgot, the Cardigans, yes, who played that song, Your New Cuckoo. So we got two bands from Jönköping, Sweden. Really, really like to give Jönköping their fair share of playtime on the alternate universe. Oh, now would be a good time to announce that you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Alternate Universe featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba, and you can visit us online at wjrh.org. We've got a couple songs left for you tonight, and we're going to start off with a track from... Oh, no, we got to give some fun facts about the band I'm from Barcelona. They have a very volatile band setup in that they have between... Well, you'll have to excuse the noises. I am really, really not having success with that tonight. We're from Barcelona. All right, at the picture of the cover of that album is very much in the style of a classic class photo from elementary school. They even have like the classic blue sky background. It's very fun. It's nice to look at. At that time, there were 24 members in the band. When they came out with their first album, there were 29 members, and they just happen to have 20 or 30 members in the band at all times. It's kind of ridiculous, and it's very unsustainable, as they've learned, because they don't have very many hit songs. Anyway, enough of that. Next up, we got a track from Neutral Milk Hotel, another very famous indie band, and we're going to have their track Holland, 1945.
Two, one, two, three, four.
Holland, 1945, from Neutral Milk Hotel, up there in the upper stratosphere of indie-ness and indie being respected in the indie community. This is in the 2014 finale of the Colbert Report. they finished off the show with a computer animation of a red an eagle, a bald eagle with stars and stripes on it, and it's flying around the sky to this song, which has a lot of meaning to Stephen Colbert, without making the show too sad. Just like Stephen Colbert's parents, or I think his mom, died in an airplane crash, so this song reminded him of that, and he loves the song, but it's very powerful and has a lot of emotional meaning to him. Anyway, yeah, so that's... Oh, another more fun facts about that song is that Jeff Mangum was told by his record people that he had to name the song either Holland or 1945, but he asked, much like that young girl in the old El Paso commercials, ¿Por qué no los dos? Why not the two? Or why not both? And they just named the song Holland 1945. Anyway, one more song tonight, unfortunately. Who knows, maybe I'll play the new Childish Gambino. I'm still on the fence about that. But anyway, for right now, we've got a track called Ghost Town from the band The Specials. It's a single. The track is A-side, Ghost Town, B-side, Friday Night, Saturday Morning. Maybe I'll play that another week. A 1981 track, and it's about the 80s recession in Northern England.
Thank you.
Ghost Town from The Specials, listed as the single of the year by NME, Melody Maker, and the magazine Sounds in the year 1981. And it's just a song about the UK, the 1980s, and its recession. I think that's it. I've gone over the hour as per usual. That's not good. Well, it's okay. There's worse things to be. And I guess I'll just cut it off here. Hope everybody has an excellent week. If you're fine, if you're still listening, first off, big thanks to you for being a supporter of the show. And thanks for listening. Big thanks to Noah, the show's biggest supporter, I think. But not to mention, all right. I just made two people very angry. Just that Noah listens every week. All right, I need to give him credit. All right. Well, all right, and right here in the studio, I've been so fortunate to have the company of my two great friends, Will Moustakakis and Jordan Brosmer. And I have to give them huge shout-outs as well for being my emotional support, for being for giving me technical support in my time of headphone need. And they're just great, and they are also excellent supporters of the show. Anyway, enough of that. Hope you have an excellent week. There's no show next week. Oh dear. Oh man. What will you do without me? I'll post some songs on the Facebook page if you really feel sad that in need of some Neil songs. But that's enough from me tonight. I'll sign off for tonight. And again, have a great week. Next week, have a great Thanksgiving, okay? Keep it civil at the dinner table, people. It's unbelievable. Just remember that your racist... No. Your uncle has just had a different upbringing than you, and you need to keep that in mind when he says something crazy at the dinner table. Very good. Enough of me. Let's go to some PSA. Let's go to one final PSA that you don't even have to listen. Oh, no, you should listen to it at FCC. And anyway, I've been babbling on for much too long now. Goodbye.